Thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. And yes, I know I'm still using that, even though I'm in Indiana right now. So aloha from Indiana. And it is Friday, September 6, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get into the news here, I have some good news and I have some bad news. And the good news is Claire and I have found a place that we think we're going to be able to rent. The bad news is it's not available till October 1st. And I'm just hoping we're not going to wear our welcome out here. So anyway, that's the latest on our expedition from Hawaii to Indiana. And I know I'm in Indiana now because when I wear this T-shirt, I survived the Hawaii ballistic missile. When I wear it in Hawaii, everybody laughs and they know what it means. And here in Indiana, I'm getting all these strange looks like, what? So anyway, right now, starting right now and going to happen sometime in the next hour, India is attempting a soft moon landing at the lunar South Pole. They're going to be broadcasting it live. And if they succeed, they'll be the fourth nation to soft land on the moon. And the first nation to get down to that South Pole. And there's a lot of interest in the moon's South Pole because there is a series of craters down there into which the sun never shines. So it's just intensely cold in there, and a previous Indian space probe detected water ice. And so the idea is, if in fact there is a copious amount of water ice down there at the South Pole, that could form the basis for a permanent lunar station. And the issue of water on the moon has sort of gone back and forth over the years. Post-Apollo, NASA insisted the moon was totally anhydrous. No water at all. And it turned out years later, they had actually detected water trapped in the lunar regolith, but they assumed it was a laboratory contaminant. We all know what assume means. So good luck to the people in India. And I'll be keeping a look at that story during our commercial breaks here. I hope they have more luck than the Israelis did. Turning back to this country, of course, Hurricane Dorian has made U.S. landfall in North Carolina's Outer Banks. It's a Category 1 storm. It's still very dangerous. Apparently, they're concerned that a lot of people are still trapped on Ocracoke Island. It was a nasty storm. No ways about it. The Bahamas are saying their final death toll is going to be staggering. Thousands are still missing after this Category 5, 225-mile-per-hour storm. I saw an article where somebody came on out and said, well, you know, I pinged a whole bunch of Bahamian IPs, and they seem to be there, so it's really not that big a deal. Well, you know, wires flop around in the wind, and just because the IP is coming back at you doesn't necessarily mean anybody's there to be looking at it. So we'll just, you know, see what's coming on out of there. Interesting little story. Apparently, this guy, Jason Sawyer, and his wife were watching a live camera feed of Hurricane Dorian lashing North Carolina's Emerald, where they have a home. The connection went offline. So the man used his smartphone to call up his Ring doorbell camera. This is a doorbell with a built-in camera, so either in your home or when you're away, you can see who's knocking at the door. And what he saw knocking at the door of his home was a tornado. And so unfortunately, he has lost his home, and I just hope he's got good homeowner's insurance. Okay, a lot of people are still talking about this CNN climate town hall. Sean Hannity did this wonderful little monologue about it. It just went on for hour after hour after hour with all of the Democratic presidential candidates trying to outdo each other in terms of scare tactics and doom and what we're going to do to save the planet. And Sean Hannity pretty much nailed what's going on. He says, this is not about clean air and clean water and saving the earth. This is all about selling you on the idea of the need for complete government control over absolutely every aspect of your life, what you're going to eat, what straws you're going to use. The Democrats were out there basically saying, we have to ban everything. They have to ban plastic straws, factory farming, hamburgers, incandescent light bulbs. There will be pain. Little embarrassment, though. I don't know anybody who's still using incandescent light bulbs. In fact, most people I know have already gone over from CFCs to LEDs at our place in Oahu. We were all LED everywhere. And not because I'm a liberal Democrat. I just didn't want to pay the electric bill on that whole thing. Now, it's an interesting story about those straws, because they're trying to ban them and get them replaced with paper straws in order to reduce the carbon footprint on the planet. And the stores that are already putting out the paper straws, they hand you two, because before you get to the end of your drink, the paper will soften and the straw will collapse and you have to switch to the second one. So there's a little bit of waste there. But here's the real irony. The plastic used in the plastic straws is recyclable. It can be remelted, reprocessed, used to make other things. The paper straws are not recyclable. They have to be trashed and burned. Ooh, more carbon in the air. So it's another classic case of the Democrats out there just throwing out these ideas without really knowing what they're talking about here. And apparently Buttigieg was out there saying, you know, we've got to get rid of straws, we've got to get rid of meat. And photos immediately surfaced of him from just a few months ago, where he's chowing down on a big steak and using plastic straws here. Elizabeth Warren, who seems to be the queen of the doomsday cult these days, is out there insisting, we only have 11 years left. We only have 11, maybe we have 11 years left to save the planet from you icky poo human beings here. So it was, for CNN, a disaster. The ratings were just right there in the basement. People just didn't tune in. I think they're getting burned out on all the Democratic hysterics. And as a matter of fact, when they panned the audience in the CNN studio, some of the people were already asleep. So must be one of those audiences where they go on out and say, look, you're going to be an audience, you know, we'll feed you. And because I certainly wouldn't have gone on in there. But Tucker Carlson described CNN's climate change town hall as an act of wanton cruelty. But for those of you who actually were watching from home, there were a few light moments, mostly in the commercials. And I don't know who at CNN thought this was going to be a good media buy, but they had clients like Golden Corral's Juicy Endless Sirloin, you know, in the middle of this screed against cows and meat. So that was a little bit embarrassing. Now, let's get serious about climate change. First of all, climate has always changed. There are cyclical changes in climate over the past 10,000 years. And obviously, prior to the industrial age, the changes in climates were not being caused by humans. Temperature increases in the past were not caused by humans because industrialization did not happen until the 17th century. Now, contrary to the propaganda that you're hearing from the Democrats, the Arctic and the Antarctic are doing just fine. 10,000-year Holocene paleoclimatology records reveal that both the Arctic and Antarctic are in some of their healthiest states. The only better period for the poles was the 17th century during the Little Ice Age, when the ice mass levels were higher. And contrary to the scare tactics that we were seeing from Al Gore and his ilk, polar bears and other species are not dying. They're doing very, very well. Their population numbers are actually increasing. And as a matter of fact, the Canadian government considered increasing the polar bear killing quotas because the increasing number of polar bears posed a threat to the Inuit communities living in the Nunavut area. So if you've ever wanted a polar bear rug, now's the time to do it. Again, it's all lies. Now, carbon dioxide is not a temperature control knob. That's what they were trying to sell you. We can blame carbon dioxide on humans. We'll link catastrophic climate change to carbon dioxide, and we'll guilt the people out of their money and their obedience. But all of this talk about anthropogenic CO2 emissions, there was no empirical proof to support the claim. The only way to test it would be to wait and see if the assumptions came true. And as it turned out, they didn't. Atmospheric CO2 has increased slightly, and the world is actually getting cooler. NASA is now admitting that climate change occurs because of changes in Earth's solar orbit and not because of SUVs and fossil fuels and plastic bags and plastic straws. All right, moving on to other stories. Pardon me. The former strongman dictator of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has passed away. He was 95. He had a good run. And but the attitude of most people is good riddance to him, because he was not a very nice person. Okay, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, there has been this Muslim airline mechanic, worked for American Airlines, who tried to sabotage an airplane with 150 people aboard. This was not an act of terror. Now, fortunately, the flight crew realized something was wrong with the navigation system and got it working before they took off. But apparently, according to the criminal complaint, Abdul Majid Maruf Ahmed Alani, who was a veteran employee of American Airlines, did this as a form of labor protest, because apparently the union contract negotiations have stalled, and apparently the employees are suffering financial hardships. And so this gentleman said it was never his intention to cause harm to the aircraft or its passengers, just to get them a little lost and delay the flight here. Turning down to South America, the U.S. military is now surrounding Venezuela with a new deployment in Guyana. And apparently, the U.S. military has now effectively surrounded Venezuela ahead of a possible military intervention. They've got it surrounded on the ground. They've got naval superiority in the Caribbean. And the Pentagon is working with Colombia, Brazil, and other regional partners on how to crush Venezuela's economy so that President Maduro would step down and be replaced with an obedient U.S. puppet, which is really what this is all about. So we don't know what Russia and China will do when this invasion takes place. But again, historically, the United States has not done well in jungle warfare. We didn't do all that well in Korea. Technically, that war is still ongoing. And we certainly didn't do all that well in Vietnam. And Venezuela is, as James Cameron mentioned in Avatar, it's mean Bush. Over in Iran, pardon me, the U.S. is intensifying pressure against Iran, targeting the oil tanker network. They've hit it with more sanctions. They're out there to just crush this country until they surrender. It's economic warfare. Now, yesterday we reported on how a U.S. representative for Iran, offered several million dollars to the captain of the Iranian ship seized off of Gibraltar. And Brian Hook sent this letter saying, I bring you good news. I'm going to give you several million dollars if you will sail this ship to a port of, in a country where the ship will be impounded on behalf of the United States. Yesterday, I reported that the captain had not replied. Today, he has. Captain Akhilesh Kumar basically said no. And it could be that Kumar is a true Iranian patriot. It could be that he is concerned as to what would happen with his family left behind in Iran if he did that. And it may very well be that the crew of the tanker refused to go along with such an order. So we don't know exactly what's happening. But apparently the United States has decided that Iran is a problem that can be served with can be solved with money. And the U.S. State Department is now offering $15 million in a reward program for anyone who provides information on the financial inner workings of Iran's Revolutionary Guard in an attempt to further disrupt them with sanctions. So the program comes after the U.S. declared the Revolutionary Guards terrorists, which was nonsense. This is a uniformed military service obedient to its government. They're not terrorists. So some analysts are saying they expect a backlash against the program as further harming European and other international diplomatic efforts with Iran. I think at this point we can pretty much say that the Trump administration doesn't believe in diplomacy. They don't believe in talking. It's almost like the days of Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. Now, yesterday we reported on how Donald Trump had said, we're going to maintain a presence, we're going to keep 8,000 troops in Afghanistan, which is now our second longest war after Korea. And today they're announcing that the U.S. will pull 5,000 troops from Afghanistan and close some of their military bases within 135 days. So we're still trying to figure out who is actually calling the shots over there. The U.S. Army has now awarded two key hypersonic missile contracts. And remember yesterday we reported on how Putin offered Trump, said, we'll sell you the hypersonic weapons we've developed. And then we'll both have the same weapons. That's detente, mutually assured destruction. And Trump said, no, we're going to build our own. And apparently Dynetics won the first contract to produce 20 common hypersonic glide bodies for both the Army and the Navy. Lockheed Martin won the second contract to upgrade 8 of these hypersonic glide bodies with guidance systems, rocket boosters, protective canisters, and a missile battery that can house 4 long-range hypersonic weapons. So they're going for the glitz and the glamour and the gadgetry and the whiz-bang factor, which, let's be honest, did not work out for the Gerald R. Ford, did not work out for the F-35, did not work out for the F-22. So this is obviously means more money for Lockheed Martin and Dynetics, but it's probably going to produce another piece of junk. All righty. Apparently a U.S. military jet had a little bit of a whoopsie during a routine training flight near Tucson, Arizona, and fired a rocket with a white phosphorus warhead. Now, the military is saying the white phosphorus munition hit a deserted area. No reason to doubt that. There's a lot of open areas in Arizona. But on the other hand, it left a really big crater outside Flagstaff. I saw a picture of that one. Little humor there. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
The inspector general recommended no prosecution. It turns out, yes, he did, and that was vetoed by Attorney General Barr. But apparently, evidence has surfaced that Comey inserted three spies in the White House to, first of all, spy on President Trump and report back to Comey what was going on, and to try and actively sabotage the president. This is sabotaging the president. This is messing around with our government. And apparently, a lawsuit has been filed, Freedom of Information Act, for information on Anthony Ferrante, Gordon Kelly, and Tashina Gohart, who apparently are these FBI spies that Comey inserted into the White House. He's got to be arrested and tried now. And Trump ought to just... I mean, this is a guy who, while he was head of the FBI, actively worked against his commander-in-chief. It's amazing how corrupt the system has become. Now, Representative Devin Nunes has filed a racketeering lawsuit against Fusion GPS, which, if you remember, this is the group behind the anti-Trump Steele dossier. And the reason he's filing the racketeering lawsuit is that Fusion GPS bank records do show payments from the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. So they got the chain of evidence. Now, another little scandal that's emerged here is apparently the FBI never searched Anthony Weiner's laptop until after the 2016 election. They were still working to protect Hillary Clinton's chances at the White House. And as of right now, Anthony Weiner's iPad and iPhone are missing. Nobody has any idea where they are. Probably at the bottom of a river somewhere, weighed down with a concrete block here. Now, here's an interesting little story here. Four states are looking to cancel the 2020 GOP presidential primaries and caucuses, and, of course, the Trump challengers, who are so far behind that it really doesn't make any difference, but they're crying foul. And so the states are South Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, and Kansas, and they're expected to finalize their cancellations in meetings over the weekend. Now, I think the California GOP ought to consider exactly the same thing as a way to counter this ridiculous law that they have in California that Trump has to release all of his tax returns to get on that primary ballot. And it'll work. Now, over in Pittsburgh, I mean, this is getting so ugly, and we know politics is a dirty business, but over in Pittsburgh, somebody set up a website to disclose Trump-supporting business owners and offer tips on getting their businesses closed down. This has triggered a major backlash, because one of the freedoms that we're supposed to have here is the freedom to have our own opinion about who should be in the White House or in Congress and not have to suffer any kind of punitive damages for it. But apparently the liberals have now taken the position of adopting these brown shirt-like tactics that if you don't agree with their agenda, if you don't vote for their candidates, they will do bad things to you. It's amazing here. All righty. Up in Canada, there's a case before the courts there where this transgender teen is literally suing his parents and accuses his dad of, quote, family violence for opposing his testosterone therapy. Now, if anybody out there knows how much this costs, I mean, is this all just being driven by money? Is transgenderism being sold to our kids just as another moneymaker the way vaccines are? Because I don't understand where this is all coming from. Anyway, apparently over in Sussex in Great Britain, the school there has enforced a new gender-neutral dress code. And apparently the police were there with the teachers acting like bouncers, locking the school gates and sending pupils home who weren't wearing the new uniforms. So I don't know, maybe the teachers own stock in the uniform company. But apparently they were very, very upset when some girls wore skirts to the school. Now, the students don't like this dress code. The parents don't like this dress code. But it's another one of these ideas about, you know, we liberals think this is a wonderful thing, and therefore we're going to jam it down your throat as hard as we can. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was just checking in on moon landing by the Chandrayaan 2 moon mission. And apparently it's gone through its braking phase. They still have not received any telemetry from the surface, but mission control is saying it's way too early to be worrying about this right now. But, you know, space is rough. And I think one of the things that led to the teacher in space tragedy was NASA's agenda to try and make it look like spaceflight was now as routine as air travel. And it isn't. Not yet, at any rate. Alrighty, so anyway, the Me Too movement has claimed its first fatality. A few days ago, Zoe Quinn accused Night in the Woods developer Alec Halauka of abusing her. He had no proof. He denies it. And apparently we're in this accusation equals guilt mindset these days. So the company where Halauka was dying cut ties with him and canceled the game he'd been working on. And now apparently he has committed suicide. So when you hand that kind of power to somebody where they can ruin a life, or for that matter, take your guns based on an unfounded, unproven allegation, you know that we have lost much of what used to make this the greatest nation on earth. Liberal author Rebecca Mackay says that no normal people, little dig in there at conservatives, should wear any sort of red baseball cap because they too closely resemble that of the Make America Great Again variety. So in her mind, just wearing the color red on your hat, that's a bad thing. We're back here to banning colors, which, if memory serves me correct, we have not had a government that engaged in that kind of stuff since ancient Rome, where nobody but the emperor was allowed to wear purple. And here is where it is getting really silly out there. Jennifer Aniston apparently did a magazine spread, and she's very tanned. That's part of her look. She's very, very tanned. And immediately her photo spread was slammed as racist. She's in blackface. No, she's not blackface. That's the color of her skin. They're trying to make comparisons to former NAACP chapter leader Rachel Dolezal, who was born white but insisted that she was black and was caught wearing makeup. But, I mean, this is Jennifer Aniston. And yes, she likes to have it. Now we're in a situation where if you go to a tanning studio and you come out a little overdone, they're going to scream you're a racist, that you're in blackface. That's just how ridiculous the whole thing has become. Okay, turning to the economic news, European gas prices plunged to a 10-year low. That's good for the Europeans. And apparently, at the same time, we're seeing electric vehicle sales start to slow down. Nobody has any money. We were talking about it yesterday. Even the wealthy have stopped spending. They just want to hunker down because they think bad things are about to happen. All right, over at Boeing, they're struggling to get the 737 MAX back into the air. And, of course, Boeing's investors are very nervous about that. And they're trying to figure out when will the jet return to service. And it may not be all that simple because Europe's chief aviation regulator, which is their version of the FAA, gave a presentation to the European Parliament Transport and Tourism Committee on Tuesday. And in it said there are other issues, and it may result in different aviation authorities around the globe lifting the ban on the 737 MAX at different times. And what that means is even if the ban is lifted here in the United States of America, the 737 MAX would not be able to fly into these other countries where it is still banned. And the airlines who bought the 737 MAX that are losing money hand over fist. This is not looking good for Boeing at the time when they're trying to come out with that new one, the 777. What is that? The 777 XT. I forgot the designations. It's a good looking airplane. You know, it really is a very pretty airplane. But people are just they're scared. And several of the major airlines have already announced that when the 737 MAX does return to service, they will try and accommodate passengers who don't want to fly on that aircraft. Oh, this could turn into as big a aviation disaster as the de Havilland Comet. Pushed too hard, too fast, didn't test enough. Got into trouble with that one. All righty. Over in California in Merced County, a sheriff's detective was shot and killed by an illegal alien who had been released from jail for prior offenses due to the state sanctuary laws. Guadalupe Lopez Herrera was arrested yesterday after shooting this Merced County detective in the chest. And still, the liberal Democrats think this is all okay. You know, it's just one police detective, really. It's a small price to pay, you know, for our one world government, our open borders. Apparently, over in Montgomery County, which is an illegal alien sanctuary, I might add, apparently they've been lashing out at Trump and critics after 7 illegals were arrested for rape last month. I mean, can you look at the double standard that's on display here? You can't even make a polite comment to a woman without being accused of sexual assault and having your life ruined. But here we have these illegals murdering and raping, and they're being treated with these kid gloves, and frankly, I think kind of sucks. All right, we have a caller on the line. Ray in Indiana, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to welcome you to Indiana. It's been pretty mild weather here in a few days, so yeah, I'm sure it's quite the change from what you're used to in Hawaii.
Well, you know, we actually this year in Hawaii was pretty mild. We had a couple of near misses with hurricanes, but nothing major. I was hoping Claire was going to get to see at least one major tropical storm before we left, but it actually didn't happen. We're very lucky with the weather here. Looking out the window here, we're getting a lot of clouds coming on in, and I think the forecast is we're going to have thundershowers tonight.
Thanks again for all the free podcasts. I've been listening to the and I'm normally a podcast listener, and I don't always get to call in. But the other day you were talking to Dustin and Tom and all them about voting. I wanted to let you know Indiana is a very popular libertarian state, and I'm a libertarian and member of the party, and we've had ballot access for several elections now. So you will have a third-party choice on your ballot. The Libertarian,
okay, good.
Yes, and real conservatives vote Libertarian. And the Republican, the present-day Republicans are not conservatives. And but anyway, like I said, I'm a podcast, so I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't want to take a bunch of time. Anyway, welcome to Indiana. I hope you love it. Who's Your Daddy is, there's several bars that have that name.
Oh, really? Okay. I can't use that. That would be a trademark violation, and I don't need to get sued my first week in on the mainland here. So
I don't know if any of them trademarked it, because there's more than one that use that name. But I just want to thank you for your show and the free podcast, and wish you good luck here in Indiana. And I like the idea that you said this is going to be your final move. You picked a good spot to pick your final move in. Indiana.
Yeah, I'm not going through that again.
We have a balanced budget on the state. It's not like Illinois. In general, the state government seems to be running pretty good. So, yeah, all in all, I think you picked a good state.
Well, it's starting to grow on me. And, you know, like I said at the start of the show, Claire and I have located a place we think we're going to be very happy in. We're not going to be able to move in until October 1st. So I'm going to be using this little Windows 10 machine here for a little while longer than I'd hoped to. So anyway,
well, thanks an awful lot. You have a great time. All right, bye-bye.
All right, well, apparently things are not doing very well over in Mission Control in India. The communications between the orbiter and the lander have been switched on. The orbiter is functioning perfectly, but nothing yet from the lander. And if it has crashed, I feel so bad for those people, because I know what it's like to sit at those consoles. And you develop an emotional attachment to your mission. You really do. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was just looking at the map. You're a little over 5 hours from me here. I'm a little bit east of Knoxville, but ever down in the area, there's Knoxville and Asheville and Dollywood, and there's some Indian casinos. So if you ever come around, just look me up. Come visit me and my dogs.
I'm a dog lover. I love dogs here. And we still have to explore this place. We don't know what's around here. We're going to this little sort of fair tomorrow. It's a fundraiser for charity, and we're going to be doing that a little bit.
I don't know enough about Indiana. I know Nashville's not that far, and that's a really good town. And I like Knoxville. It's kind of scruffy. But I wanted to call about what Bernie Sanders said about controlling the population of third world peoples during the climate. I just think, like, could you imagine if a Republican or a conservative or Trump had said something like that? I mean,
well, actually, they did. Richard Nixon did. He wasn't really public about it, but back during the Nixon administration, they actually did a study and said that the biggest threat to the United States was the growing population of third world countries, because gosh darn it, those people were just using up all those natural resources that American corporations wanted to have. And so they basically implemented a policy of covert sterilization of these women in these third world countries, and they've been caught doing it several times since then. So it's not really a new idea, and yes, it's also embraced by Republicans.
Well, I know they said it 50 years ago, but in this day and age, with all the accusations of racism to anybody that says anything off color about third world populations, what does he mean, Africa and the Hispanic population in South America? I mean, third world countries are generally minority-type peoples. So
I think he means poor people.
Well, I think that I find the left would never tolerate a Republican saying something like this. Now, it might have Nixon and Kissinger, I think, said it also. That was over 50 years ago, but I mean, they call Trump a racist at the drop of a hat, and what Bernie said once again, if Trump had said it, they'd still be screaming about it all through the weekend too. I about guarantee that. I also wanted to say that what a great day it is with Robert Mugabe dying.
Yes,
he personally destroyed Rhodesia, starvation and murder and necklacing. Yeah, and it's Zimbabwe, but it was a great country when it was Rhodesia. It was part of the breadbasket of Africa, and now they're all starving, and they've killed and confiscated all the white farmers' property and land, and now they can't feed themselves, and it's really a disgrace. And one quick thing when I was in New York that I did notice was, I see the cops on TV being, like, sprayed by water, and I have to tell you, when I was in New York, the police are so fat and out of shape, and I mean, they really have no, like, you think of police and you think of that, officer with the guy Krupke, you remember from West Side Story, big guy, burly, and now they just a bunch of fat slobs, really. And I, in a way, I don't blame people for squirting them with water guns and stuff, because
it's uncivil. It's uncivil, and again, the police have to be held to account for allowing themselves to go soft. Police management obviously is not supervising properly, but again, squirting them with water, or today there was another incident involving milk, it's uncivil, and we need to go back to being a civilized country. Pardon me. Civilization.
Well, I remember there was a Navy parade in Thailand, and it was during the monsoon, and it was raining really, really hard, and they had a video of it, and the American Navy came down there all sloppy with their shirts untucked, just waving at everybody like they were all celebrities, and then the Russian Army came, the Russian Navy came, and they were just in step, they looked disciplined. And they were, and the Thais loved them. They were laughing at the American Navy.
Yeah.
And I remember, you can't find, it's hard to find that video. I think they scrubbed it off YouTube. But my point about the fact of the way, when you let yourself fall apart like the New York police, have, and I'm not saying to go douse them with water, but don't be surprised if people do, because you have no dignity. If you're not dignity, how do you expect to be, you don't act dignified, you don't look dignified, don't expect everybody to treat you with respect. I mean, it's just pretty much, you have to look the part too, in order to receive respect. And I just thought that, you know, this is just from, you know, my impression. And I saw a lot of police because there was a one, they had a suspicious package and they had the bomb squad come out there while I was eating. So I was just watching them. And it really stuck out to me, like, my God, look at all these police. They're all like, and not just overweight, but obese, morbidly obese. And it just stuck out to me, like, wow, this is really something. I mean, where are they recruiting all these police from, you know? So I don't know, but it's just something.
Well, they're recruiting them from the general population, and we do have a major obesity problem in this country, which I think relates to chemicals in our food. Anyway, listen, Joe, I got to let you go.
Okay.
Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
what this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, yesterday we were talking about how the Kroger's supermarket chain had put out basically a notice asking their customers to not openly carry their guns in their supermarkets anymore. This is in states where open carry is allowed. And today, apparently, three more big retailers
have introduced the same thing. Walgreens, CVS, and Wegmans joined that list of businesses that are asking customers to avoid openly carrying guns in the stores. I think this is going to be counterproductive. And the reason I say that is very, very simple. If somebody walks into a store with ill intent and see a bunch of customers carrying guns, they're going to be kind of turning around and going out. Anyway. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter?
Hello, Mike?
Hello, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Hey, welcome to Indiana, Mike. I'm glad to hear you back on the air and all.
And, well, thank you.
I was just calling about the FBI, Mike, and about how Comey and McCabe and Strzok and all those people, even with the internal investigation by their inspector general, said there was a crime committed. Nobody's held accountable. The thing you said with the entire investigation on the Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and none of that. None of the stuff with Weiner. With Anthony Weiner, you know who does go to jail? The people Hillary Clinton committed the crimes, and Julian Assange, who revealed the crimes, he's in jail.
Yes.
And the guy who the CIA who does the torture, and they're going free, and the new director is a torturist, but the person who ratted them out and revealed that they were torturing against the law, he went to jail too. Curacao.
Yes.
That's just the way it goes. Nobody will ever hold these guys accountable. Barr is in on it too, obviously.
Of course he's in on it.
He had the opportunity to do it and didn't do it. It's just the justice system and the justice organizations in the United States are utterly, completely compromised. And they really ought to be broken up, really.
It's a corrupted government, you know, and what we need is for this government to go away. Either they lose a war or there's an economic collapse, because they're obviously not taking care of the nation and its people. If anything, they're trying to slam the gates on us because they know we're onto them. All right, well, listen, Peter, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.